Principles of Economics, textbook. Textbook available for free at cnx.org. Audio recording available for free at educateforfree.com. Key terms, chapter 13. Free rider, those who want others to pay for the public good and then plan to use the good themselves. If many people act as free riders, the public good may never be provided. Intellectual property, the body of law including patents, trademarks, copyrights, and trade secret law that protect the right of inventors to produce and sell their inventions. Non-excludable, when it is costly or impossible to exclude someone from using the good, and thus hard to charge for it. Non-rivalrous, even when one person uses the good, others can also use it. Positive externalities, beneficial spillovers to a third party or parties. Private benefits, the dollar value of all benefits of a new product or process invented by a company that can be captured by the investing company. Private rates of return, when the estimated rates of return go primarily to an individual, for example, earning interest on a savings account. Public good, good that is non-excludable and non-rivalrous, and thus is difficult for market producers to sell to individual consumers. Social benefits, the dollar value of all benefits of a new product or process invented by a company that can be captured by other firms and by society as a whole. Social rate of return, when the estimated rates of return go primarily to society, for example, providing free education. Chapter 14, Earned Income Tax Credit, a method of assisting the working poor through the tax system. Effective income tax, percentage of total taxes paid divided by total income. Estate tax, a tax imposed on the value of an inheritance. Income, a flow of money received, often measured on a monthly or annual basis. Income inequality, when one group receives a disproportionate share of total income or wealth than others. Lorenz curve, a graph that compares the cumulative income actually received to a perfectly equal distribution of income. It shows the share of population on the horizontal axis and the cumulative percentage of total income received on the vertical axis. Medicaid, a federal-state joint program enacted in 1965 that provides medical insurance for certain, not all, low-income people, including the near-poor as well as those below the poverty line, and focusing on low-income families with children, the low-income elderly, and the disabled. Near-poor, those who have incomes just above the poverty line. Poverty, the situation of being below a certain level of income needed for a basic standard of living. Poverty line, the specific amount of income needed for a basic standard of living. Poverty rate, percentage of the population living below the poverty line. Poverty trap, anti-poverty programs set up so that government benefits decline substantially as people earn more income. As a result, working provides little financial gain. Progressive tax system, a tax system in which the rich pay a higher percentage of their income in taxes rather than a higher absolute amount. Quintile, dividing a group into fifths, a method often used to look at distribution of income. Redistribution, taking income from those with higher incomes and providing income to those with lower incomes. Safety net, the group of government programs that provide assistance to the poor and the near poor. Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, a federally funded program started in 1964 in which each month poor people receive SNAP cards they can use to buy food. Wealth, the sum of the value of all assets, including money in bank accounts, financial investments, a pension fund, and the value of a home. Chapter 15. Affirmative action, active efforts by government or businesses that give special rights to minorities in hiring, promotion, or access to education to make up for past discrimination. Collective bargaining, negotiations between unions and a firm or firms. Discrimination, actions based on the belief that members of a certain group or groups are in some way inferior solely because of a factor such as race, gender, or religion. Labor union, an organization of workers that negotiates with employers over wages and working conditions. Chapter 16, adverse selection, when groups with inherently higher risks than the average person seek out insurance, thus straining the insurance system. Asymmetric information, a situation where the seller or the buyer have more information than the other regarding the quality of the item being sold. Coinsurance, when an insurance policy holder pays a percentage of a loss and the insurance company pays the remaining cost. Collateral, something valuable, often property or equipment, that a lender would have a right to seize and sell if the loan is not repaid. Copayment, when an insurance policy holder must pay a small amount for each service before insurance covers the rest. Cosigner, another person or firm who legally pledges to repay some or all of the money on a loan if the original borrower does not do so. Deductible, an amount that the insurance policy holders must pay out of their own pocket before the insurance coverage pays anything. Fee for service, when medical care providers are paid according to the services they provide. Health Maintenance Organization, or HMO, an organization that provides health care and is paid a fixed amount per person enrolled in the plan, regardless of how many services are provided. Imperfect information, a situation where either the buyer or the seller, or both, are uncertain about the qualities of what is being bought and sold. Insurance, method of protecting a person from financial loss, whereby policyholders make regular payments to an insurance entity. The insurance firm then remunerates a group member who suffers significant financial damage from an event covered by the policy. Money-back guarantee, a promise that the buyer's money will be refunded under certain conditions. Moral hazard, when people have insurance against a certain event, they are less likely to guard against that event occurring. Occupational license, licenses issued by government agencies which indicate that a worker has completed a certain type of education or passed a certain test. Premium, payment made to an insurance company. Risk group, a group that shares roughly the same risks of an adverse event occurring. Service contract, the buyer pays an extra amount and the seller agrees to fix anything specified in the contract that goes wrong for a set period of time. Warranty, a promise to fix or replace the good for a certain period of time. Chapter 17, actual rate of return. The total rate of return, including capital gains and interest paid on an investment at the end of a period of time. Bond, financial contract through which a borrower, like a corporation, a city or state, or the federal government, agrees to repay the amount that was borrowed and also a rate of interest over a period of time in the future. Bond yield, the rate of return a bond is expected to pay at the time of purchase. Bond holder, someone who owns bonds and receives the interest payments. Capital gain, a financial gain from buying an asset, like a share of stock or a house, and later selling it at a higher price. Certificate of deposit, or CD, a mechanism for a saver to deposit funds at a bank and promise to leave them at the bank for a time in exchange for a higher rate of interest. Checking account, a bank account that typically pays little or no interest, but that gives easy access to money either by writing a check or by using a debit card. Compound interest, an interest rate calculation on the principal plus the accumulated interest. Corporate bond, a bond issued by firms that wish to borrow. Corporate governance, the name economists give to the institutions that are supposed to watch over top executives in companies owned by shareholders. Corporation, a business owned by shareholders who have limited liability for the company's debt, yet a share of the company's profits, may be private or public and may or may not have publicly traded stock. Coupon rate, the interest rate paid on a bond, can be annual or semi-annual. Debit card, card that lets the person make purchases and the cost is immediately deducted from that person's checking account. Diversification, investing in a wide range of companies to reduce the level of risk. Dividend, a direct payment from a firm to its shareholders. Equity, the monetary value a homeowner would have after selling the house and repaying any outstanding bank loans used to buy the house. Expected rate of return, how much a project or investment is expected to return to the investor, either in future interest payments, capital gains, or increased profitability. Face value, the amount that the bond issuer or borrower agrees to pay the investor. Financial intermediary, an institution like a bank that receives money from savers and provides funds to borrowers. High yield bonds, bonds that offer relatively high interest rates to compensate for their relatively high chance of default. Index fund, a mutual fund that seeks only to mimic the overall performance of the market. Initial public offering or IPO, the first sale of shares of stock by a firm to outside investors. Junk bonds, see high yield bonds. Liquidity, refers to how easily money or financial assets can be exchanged for a good or service. Maturity date, the date that a bond must be repaid. Municipal bonds, a bond issued by cities that wish to borrow. Mutual funds, funds that buy a range of stocks or bonds from different companies, thus allowing an investor an easy way to diversify. Partnership, a company run by a group as opposed to an individual. Present value, a bond's current price at a given time. Private company, a firm owned by the people who run it on a day-to-day basis. Public company, a firm that has sold stock to the public, which in turn can be bought and sold by investors. Risk, a measure of the uncertainty of that project's profitability. Savings account, a bank account that pays an interest rate, but withdrawing money typically requires a trip to the bank or an automatic teller machine or ATM. Shareholders, people who own at least some shares of stock in a firm. Shares, the stock of a firm, divided into individual portions. Simple interest, an interest rate calculation only on the principal amount. Sole proprietorship, a company run by an individual as opposed to a group. Stock, a claim on partial ownership of a specific firm. Treasury bond, a bond issued by the federal government through the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Venture capital, financial investments in new companies that are still relatively small in size, but that have potential to grow substantially. Chapter 18, log rolling, the situation in which groups of legislators all agree to vote for a package of otherwise unrelated laws that they individually favor. Median voter theory that politicians will try to match policies to what pleases the median voter preferences. Pork barrel spending, spending that benefits mainly a single political district. Rational ignorance, the theory that rational people will not vote if the costs of becoming informed and voting are too high or because they know their vote will not be decisive in the election. Special interest groups, groups that are small in number relative to the nation, but well organized and thus exert a disproportionate effect on political outcomes. Voting cycle, the situation in which a majority prefers A over B, B over C, and C over A. Chapter 19, business cycle, the relatively short-term movement of the economy in and out of recession. Depreciation, the process by which capital ages over time and therefore loses its value. Depression, an especially lengthy and deep decline in output. Double counting, a potential mistake to be avoided in measuring GDP, in which output is counted more than once as it travels through the stages of production. Durable good, long-lasting good like a car or a refrigerator. Exchange rate, the price of one currency in terms of another currency. Final good and service, Output used directly for consumption, investment, government, and trade purposes. Contrast with intermediate good. GDP per capita. GDP divided by the population. Gross domestic product, or GDP. The value of the output of all goods and services produced within a country in a year. Gross national product, or GNP, includes what is produced domestically and what is produced by domestic labor and business abroad in a year. Intermediate good, output provided to other businesses at an intermediate stage of production, not for final users. Contrast with final good and service. Inventory, good that has been produced but not yet sold. National income, includes all income earned, wages, profits, rent, and profit income. Net national product, or NNP, GDP minus depreciation. Nominal value, the economic statistic actually announced at that time, not adjusted for inflation. Contrast with real value. Non-durable good, short-lived good like food and clothing. Peak, during the business cycle, the highest point of output before a recession begins. Real value, an economic statistic after it has been adjusted for inflation. Contrast with nominal value. Recession, a significant decline in national output. Service, product which is intangible in contrast to goods, such as entertainment, healthcare, or education. Standard of living, all elements that affect people's happiness, whether these elements are bought and sold in the market or not. Structure, building used as residence, factory, office building, retail store, or for other purposes. Trade balance, gap between exports and imports. Trade deficit, exists when a nation's imports exceed its exports and is calculated as imports minus exports. Trade surplus, exists when a nation's exports exceed its imports and is calculated as exports minus imports. Trough, during the business cycle, the lowest point of output in a recession before a recovery begins. Chapter 20, Aggregate Production Function, the process whereby an economy as a whole turns economic inputs such as human capital, physical capital, and technology into output measured as GDP per capita. Capital deepening, an increase by society in the average level of physical and or human capital per person. Compound growth rate, the rate of growth when multiplied by a base that includes past GDP growth. Contractual rights, the rights of individuals to enter into agreements with others regarding the use of their property, providing recourse through the legal system in the event of non-compliance. Convergence, pattern in which economies with low per capita incomes grow faster than economies with high per capita incomes. Human capital, the accumulated skills and education of workers. Industrial revolution, the widespread use of power-driven machinery and the economic and social changes that occurred in the first half of the 1800s. Infrastructure, a component of physical capital such as roads, rail systems, and so on. Innovation, putting advances in knowledge to use in a new product or service. Invention, advances in knowledge. Labor productivity, the value of what is produced per worker or per hour worked, sometimes called worker productivity. Modern economic growth, the period of rapid economic growth from 1870 onward. Physical capital, the plant and equipment used by firms in production. This includes infrastructure. Production function, the process whereby a firm turns economic inputs like labor, machinery, and raw materials into outputs like goods and services used by consumers. Rule of law, the process of enacting laws that protect individual and entities' rights to use their property as they see fit. Law must be clear, public, fair, and enforced, and applicable to all members of society. Special economic zone, area of a country usually with access to a port where, among other benefits, the government does not tax trade. Technological change, a combination of invention, advances in knowledge, and innovation. Technology, all the ways in which existing inputs produce more or higher quality, as well as different and altogether new products. Chapter 21, Adverse Selection of Wage Cuts Argument. If employers reduce wages for all workers, the best will leave. Cyclical unemployment. Unemployment closely tied to the business cycle, like higher unemployment during a recession. Discouraged workers. Those who have stopped looking for employment due to the lack of suitable positions available. Efficiency wage theory. The theory that the productivity of workers, either individually or as a group, will increase if they are paid more. Frictional unemployment. Unemployment that occurs as workers move between jobs. Implicit contract. An unwritten agreement in the labor market that the employer will try to keep wages from falling when the economy is weak or the business is having trouble, and the employee will not expect huge salary increases when the economy or the business is strong. Insider-outsider model. Those already working for the firm are insiders who know the procedures. The other workers are outsiders who are recent or prospective hires. Labor force participation rate. This is the percentage of adults in an economy who are either employed or who are unemployed and looking for a job. Natural rate of unemployment. The unemployment rate that would exist in a growing and healthy economy from the combination of economic, social, and political factors that exist at a given time. Out of the labor force. Those who are not working and not looking for work, whether they want employment or not. Also termed not in the labor force. Relative wage coordination argument. Across-the-board wage cuts are hard for an economy to implement, and workers fight against them. Structural unemployment. Unemployment that occurs because individuals lack skills valued by employers. Underemployed. Individuals who are employed in a job that is below their skills. Unemployment rate. The percentage of adults who are in the labor force and thus seeking jobs, but who do not have jobs. Chapter 22. Adjustable Rate Mortgage, or ARM, a loan used to purchase a home in which the interest rate varies with market interest rates. Base year. Arbitrary year whose value as an index number is defined as 100. Inflation from the base year to other years can easily be seen by comparing the index number in the other year to the index number in the base year. For example, 100. So if the index number for a year is 105, then there has been exactly 5% inflation between that year and the base year. Basket of goods and services. A hypothetical group of different items with specified quantities of each one meant to represent a typical set of consumer purchases, used as a basis for calculating how the price level changes over time. Consumer Price Index, or CPI, a measure of inflation calculated by U.S. government statisticians based on the price level from a fixed basket of goods and services that represents the purchases of the average consumer. Core Inflation Index, a measure of inflation typically calculated by taking the CPI and excluding volatile economic variables such as food and energy prices, to better measure the underlying and persistent trend in long-term prices. Cost of living adjustments, or COLAs, a contractual provision that wage increases will keep up with inflation. Deflation, negative inflation, most prices in the economy are falling. Employment cost index, a measure of inflation based on wages paid in the labor market. GDP deflator, a measure of inflation based on the prices of all components of GDP. Hyperinflation, an outburst of high inflation that is often seen, although not exclusively, when economies shift from a controlled economy to a market-oriented economy. Index number, a unit-free number derived from the price level over a number of years, which makes computing inflation rates easier, since the index number has values around 100. Indexed, a price, wage, or interest rate is adjusted automatically for inflation. Inflation, a general and ongoing rise in the level of prices in an economy. International Price Index, a measure of inflation based on the prices of merchandise that is exported or imported. Producer Price Index, or PPI, a measure of inflation based on prices paid for supplies and inputs by producers of goods and services. Quality New Goods Bias. Inflation calculated using a fixed basket of goods over time tends to overstate the true rise in cost of living because it does not take into account improvements in the quality of existing goods or the invention of new goods. Substitution bias. An inflation rate calculated using a fixed basket of goods over time tends to overstate the true rise in the cost of living because it does not take into account that the person can substitute away from goods whose prices rise by a lot. Chapter 23, Balance of Trade or Trade Balance, the gap, if any, between a nation's exports and imports. Current Account Balance, a broad measure of the balance of trade that includes trade in goods and services, as well as international flows of income and foreign aid. Exports of goods and services as a percentage of GDP. The dollar value of exports divided by the dollar value of a country's GDP. Financial capital, the international flows of money that facilitates trade and investment. Merchandise trade balance, the balance of trade looking only at goods. National savings and investment identity, the total of private savings and public savings, a government budget surplus. Unilateral transfers, one-way payments made by governments, private entities, or individuals that are sent abroad with nothing received in return. Chapter 24, Aggregate Demand, the amount of total spending on domestic goods and services in an economy. Aggregate Demand Curve, the total spending on domestic goods and services at each price level. Aggregate Demand, Aggregate Supply Model, a model that shows what determines total supply or total demand for the economy and how total demand and total supply interact at the macroeconomic level. Aggregate supply, the total quantity of output, i.e. real GDP, firms will produce and sell. Aggregate supply curve, the total quantity of output, i.e. real GDP, that firms will produce and sell at each price level. Full employment GDP, another name for potential GDP, when the economy is producing at its potential and unemployment is at the natural rate of unemployment. Intermediate zone, portions of the SRAS curve where GDP is below potential, but not so far below as in the Keynesian zone. The SRAS curve is upward sloping, but not vertical in the intermediate zone. Keynesian zone, portion of the SRAS curve where GDP is far below potential and the SRAS curve is flat. Keynes law, demand creates its own supply. Long run aggregate supply or LRAS curve, vertical line at potential GDP showing no relationship between the price level for output and real GDP in the long run. Neoclassical economists, economists who generally emphasize the importance of aggregate supply in determining the size of the macro economy over the long run. Neoclassical zone, portion of the SRAS curve where GDP is at or near potential output, where the SRAS curve is steep. Potential GDP, the maximum quantity that an economy can produce given full employment of its existing levels of labor, physical capital, technology, and institutions. Say's law, supply creates its own demand. Short-run aggregate supply, or SRAS, curve. Positive short-run relationship between the price level for output and real GDP, holding the price of inputs fixed. Stagflation. An economy experiences stagnant growth and high inflation at the same time.